cabinet has approved a new bill for the Ghana Immigration Service as part of efforts to enhance security and combat transnational crimes at the country's borders. The Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyongo, disclosed this at the 63rd National Customs Day in Accra. The day brought together stakeholders within the security apparatus to deliberate on how best to synergize efforts at managing the borders. Rukiyatu Musa has more.
The emergence of Boko Haram, records of smuggling of light weapons, ammunition and cocoa, money laundering, human trafficking and piracy in the sub-region has pushed for stakeholders to come together to fight the menace of transnational crimes. Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyongo, said a committee has been set up to ensure efficiency at the borders.
The Integrated Border Management System is the synchronization of the functions and processes of all the individual agencies operating at the borders into a single process which enhances efficiency and effectiveness. Arising out of this collaboration, a committee has been tasked to work towards ensuring joint patrols, resource mobilization and joint training and sharing of facilities, among others. The objective of the committee is to ensure an integrated border management at all the border crossings or areas where the Ghana Immigration Service and the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority jointly operate. It is my fervent belief that this interagency collaboration shall go beyond the GIS and CBGRA GRA to include all other agencies at the borders.
In a message presented by the Acting Commissioner, Customs Division of Ghana Revenue Authority, Wallace Akondo, on behalf of the Secretary General of the World Customs Organization, pointed out that coordinated border management can be effective if stakeholders work together.
Border agencies should work together for the common good despite varying regulatory mandates, as CBM results in better service delivery, less duplication, cost savings through economies of scale, fewer but better targeted interventions, cheaper transport costs, less waiting times, lower infrastructure improvement costs, wider sharing of information and intelligence, and strengthened connectivity between all border states.